are a result of this vision. I found their dean, Dr. Henry C. Kennedy.
Thank you ever so much. I know all of you enjoy this.
Right. Right.
That's great. We want the women around here, too, to know that we have some women. And we want the people to know, too, that this is the truth. Not a church. They keep on talking about it like that, boy. See, you come to school to learn something you don't know. Is that right?
Right.
Now, you couldn't learn nothing if the teacher didn't know. Right. I said, didn't I just brag and bolting around and having something to say and passing collection plates? That wouldn't help it. But you know one thing? If you pay attention to the news and look in your newspaper, I've been trying to study to do that for the longest. And you find groups of young people and old people too. I'm not talking about Hanson, I'm talking about us. Of course, he is included in one of these groups. But now, this is what I want to point out to you. They are against organized religion. They are seeking to find something basic, something fundamental, something definite, something positive or concrete. You see what I mean? Getting away from skepticism, agnosticism, infidelity, stupidity, and colonial ignorance. See? We want to know something. We demand that you tell us if you know. Now, you either do one thing or the other, you got a holy Bible here. Now, you say that it is a result of God. You see,
right.
Purpose. He's revealed to man. See? All right, now then, look, if that be the case, then we want you to prove the divine authenticity,
okay. All right. The
unerring accuracy, and the infallibility. You understand? Of God and his eternal purpose.
Right.
And we don't want none of your imagination and none of your hallucinations, none of your I presuming. Okay? Okay? Did you notice the weather? Did I tell you anything about this?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I told you?
February 1964.
You don't know nothing about it.
That's right.
Now, what did I tell you was going to happen? February 1, 1962. I told you that in 1960. That's right. And these planets would be in what?
The conjunction line.
That's
right. You sure told us.
You
said it.
See? Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might get up here sometimes and talk over somebody's head. I don't intend to. See? Or they may not understand. And then they may go out and say, well, that man said. But now I want to show you about this. I don't want to go too far on that, because I got something else in mind. But I want to show you what I'm, just give you some idea of it. Just want to touch it, Freddie.
Okay.
See. Now, we talk about this pattern all the time, and we say it comes from Yahweh. It reveals Moses. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, Joshua and the disciples, you said, enter in at the straight gate.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you're getting up there and reading in at the straight gate, and you don't know nothing about what the gate is, and
right.
You don't know a thing about it.
Yeah.
You see? walk broad into the way that leads unto destruction, the narrow way that leads unto life. He just made us some good reasons. Don't have no knowledge of it. Straight gate. Now here's what I'm talking about. Now if you would line up these things. And they would come into conjunction. You see? You fall? Yes? Now see, if I knew how the structure of the universe was, and I knew why it was that way, if I understood it,
right.
See? So then, now, yes, these vessels in here, I don't have time to go into a lot of this. See, we can get this all the time.
Yes.
I want to get to something else.
Yes.
See? But now we'll just say, these nine vessels are in, couched in this one here.
Yes.
Surrounded, or in the tent.
Yes.
Ten is country. Now you got nine planets out there.
Yes.
See? You got nine systems in your physical body.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
And it's all embodied in Yahweh. And Yahweh is there.
Yes.
He is the source and he is the substance. He's the limit and the bound. Now there's a definite about a metamorphosis.
Yes.
Or a transmutation.
Yes.
Now somebody might not understand what them words mean. It means this. Just like you read there in the first chapter of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. You see? And the Word was made flesh. You see? And dwelt among us. You see? That's a metamorphosis.
Yes. Right. Yeah,
see? Transmutation, a change. You understand? Mm-hmm. Somebody said, well, I thought God didn't change. He said, see? You get the card?
Okay.
Manifestation of the temple. Yeah,
right.
It's always there.
Okay.
Well, we say, you have ten systems after that because we are the offspring. Look at it, read it.
He's in
there.
For in him we live.
And move. And have our being.
As some of your own force
or prophets have faith.
For we are also his offspring.
That is to say, we sprung off from the Spirit or from God.
Yes.
Not we are his offspring. And we live in him, and we move in him, and we have our being. God, that's exactly, so far as matter is concerned, we ought to look something like it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what he felt about it. Genesis 1:26 says he does.
Yes.
He said he made man his own likeness and his own image. That's
right.
That
right.
Yes. You know, the thing is so simple. That's where you make all your blunders. See, that's why you can't learn nothing. You see what I mean? Because it's standing right in under your nose all the time. And you go around looking for this and all up in the sky and so forth and so on, you see. Why not try finding you? Try to check up on yourself. Get the point?
Yes.
You say that Jesus walked, he was baptized in his age 30 and walked around on the face of the earth. Teaching and preaching for 3.5 years, is that right?
Yes.
That is almost right.
Yes.
And which means that he was 33 years old.
Right.
That's his birth to death.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Somebody must have a high view. You wasn't that dead. There ain't no man never seen God in no time. You see? Oh, and I hear you got 33 vertebrae in your spinal column. And with those bones, see, you're able to walk up and lift, isn't that right?
Right.
And your muscles, you see, your bones and muscles. You see, now then, you count them 33 vertebrae in your spinal column, and that tells you how long you walk around here.
Okay.
And that's why you got them there. Somebody said, well, look, I don't know about that. See? Well, now let me point out something to you. Whether you know it or not. See, everybody in here has 33. Don't matter whether you're male or female. Now, of course, if you just happen to not have one of them, then you're excused from our argument. See? But you're going to ask an orthopedic specialist. Oh, here's a medical doctor over here. Ask him. Is that almost right, Doc?
That's correct. That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? You carrying the evidence right around your own self.
Right.
You know what you're looking for. Matter is spirit materialized. You're the offspring. You come from that. And you must go back to where you come from.
You see what I mean?
It's wonderful. Now, look, the reason why I got here tonight, I didn't get to first base last Friday night. Jason struck out at the bat that time. I mean, on what I wanted to get into. I don't mean to say there was something wrong with what I tried to say. That's not my point. What I told you was all right. But I wanted to go back to the root and see. Come on down. See? Now, I had Dr. Trainer to read the fifth chapter of Galatians. Now, I don't know whether you know it or paid any attention to it or not. He read it tonight. Okay? Now, all the Christendom is doing just contrary to what he just read, and they all got the same kind of Bible. Mm-hmm.
Read one thing and do something else.
Right.
All that same Bible.
Oh, it's a mess. There's too much wrong with this book. Oh, yes, I know there's mistranslations and
intertranslations
in that book. See? Somebody said, you mean tell me in the holy name by God?
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And all the rest of them. See? But I tell you one thing. See, we can take them up.
Yeah, that's right.
See? No trouble. Ain't that right? Well, I tell you, it's wonderful. Now, did you notice how Sister Ethel went along with that? Did you notice how she went along with that? Now, she knew exactly what she was talking about.
Right.
Every step of the way, she had a profound knowledge of what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
See? She understood the structure. Let me put it your way, that you've heard it all your life. Of the Godhead, the structure of the universe.
All right.
Okay. See? She understood the dispensations and the ages.
That's right.
See? She didn't mix them all up and churn them all up like Jehovah's Witnesses and a bunch of other idiots.
That's right.
Everybody
might think it nothing straight.
Now, I want you to read just a portion. No, I better get on down here and get this thing. I ain't going to be satisfied. I'll go back and get it. 12th chapter of Revelation.
Okay.
I'm just not going to be satisfied until I do what I want to do.
All right.
Now, the word revelation ought to reveal. You understand? If I put my hand in my pocket and I show you what I had, I reveal to you what I had in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
To show you what I had. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I don't have something in there, I can't show you nothing.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Now, look here. Let's start here.
Right.
Now, the way this is put together. Now, just get mad. I can say what I'm saying to you. See, then this taking God and the universe in its totality.
Right.
Don't leave out nothing.
See?
Well,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know about it.
All right.
Ain't never been nobody. This work is 40 years old. Ain't never been no better. From nowhere. No college, no denomination, no sect, no club, no doctor, no lawyer. There ain't been nobody here. Now, you haven't been down the theater. You see? Or the Broadway. And got no sheep. The hat is as long as it.
That's right.
And roll it up and down, and roll it up and down. For many years. Now, this is the first. I didn't have no others. I didn't have the rest of it. Just try to take it. Now, I'm thinking of them myself. Either way, I thought. Now, if I can show them from the garden, you know. You see? They'll take all the rest of it. If I show them what the pattern is and how to use it, then they'll take it. They should, I thought. I come to find out, it's ridiculous. See? So then I had to go and make this. See? Then I have this one, and this one goes to bed.
Right.
See? Now this goes from start to finish. See? Don't leave any chances. Now then, you've got two things here. Well, really, it's two things. You've got two in bed.
Right.
See? Now we want you to know both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We want you to know Yahshua the Messiah manifested in the flesh. And we also want you to know the devil, Lord Jesus. See? We want you to know what you call the Christ and the Antichrist. See? Did you notice that I told you there was 9 different vessels in here?
Yeah.
Now the apostles say there's 9 different gifts. See? The gift of prophecy. See? The gift of speaking in tongues. The gift of instruction. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth and so on.
Right.
All right now. And one of them in particular I want to mention before I get off. And that's the discernment. That's a gift. Discernment. Now, in the first chapter of John. Now listen to what I'm talking about. Now, Yahweh, when he made the man, listen close now, he gave him a sufficient amount of intelligence.
Okay?
To comprehend his purpose and to understand his purpose. John puts it this way in the first chapter of John. He said he enlightens every man that
right.
comes into the world. Not just employ it, use different words. You see? Now, if he hadn't did that, then this old Antichrist or Anti-Messiah come along, he fooled you. See? But if he gives you that capacity of intelligence to use and you don't use it, that's not his fault.
Yeah.
And therefore, since he gave it to you and you don't use it, then he is justified in sending you to the lake.
Right.
You see what I mean? He gave you that much intelligence. Then he sent somebody along. Well, we're having all our troubles and our problems. Nowhere else. ain't had no problem no way else. See? This is one of them things where it's the divine spirit that's defense.
Yes.
Now, the right spirit, that looks like it's wrong. And the wrong spirit looks like it's right. In other words, you just got the wise cross. See? You understand? Now, the 12th chapter of Revelation, I want you to read.
And the temple of Yahweh was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant.
Now look, John is out on the Isle of Patmos.
He's out on the Isle of Patmos.
What for?
That is in the first chapter, where he was out there for. And he was told, this is now, true. You know, it's so great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to tell you something without proving it. People don't say that, God. See? So you cut out and call him John a lie. A lot of smart men have read Revelation. Supposed to be smart and intelligent men. Christian leaders. See? And they all prove it about the Revelation.
That's right.
You know what? He thinks, well, as smart as I am, if I don't know, then nobody else don't know. That's the most simplest book there is anybody. And now here's why I'm saying this to you. See, Moses wrote the first five books. And the prophets wrote the prophets. You see? Joshua and the Messiah come and fulfill what they wrote. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
None of these little men. John has got to go live. Can't kill him. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Right.
See? And he's got to live to be out on the Isle of Patmos in 1896.
The
very mind is confirmed. This back here.
Right.
And therefore, you say Moses wrote. Now, John was so tired. What's that for, Justin?
Revelation 1:19.
Listen.
Write the things thou hast seen.
Now, you write the things which you see.
And the things which are.
And the things which are.
And the things which shall be hereafter.
And the things which shall be hereafter. They write it.
Right.
Thou said, write. And then he said, the right that you're seeing here. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now here you're seeing a vision out here. Just like I told you, I am one.
Right.
You see? And I can't tell you nothing about it. And yet I'm all twisted up with what Moses said, and I'm all twisted up with what John said. And I got my kind of mind anymore.
That's right.
Now if the vision that I had is any different than what Moses and John had, it ain't worth a king of damn.
All right.
That's right. No, I didn't mean to soft pedal it. I meant just what I said. This is a destruction to you to believe my lies.
Yes, sir.
See what I mean? But I want to say what I mean. And the reason why you can't see my stuff.
Now, the Ark of the Covenant.
There were lightning, and horses, and voices, 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 and Now look. Tell you what. Now,
Judge Allen back here.
He's the son.
Moses is up here in this city, up here at the top of this mountain in the ground. Just like this is a mountain in the water.
Right.
And he's looking right back at it. He said, that's here, a woman in heaven.
Okay.
See, he has to be. See, now look now, catch it. Catch it. John is on the Isle of Patches, surrounded by water.
Right. Is that all?
Right. Now then, Moses, in his description, in his, the beginning of his, they look both like a match.
Right.
In other words, it's like I told you about that summary.
Yeah.
A balancing. You understand? A summary. The liabilities and the assets. You see, and if you make a mistake, it's not going to count. Get the point? So now, we can't make no mistake with this. So now, here we John is seeing this woman, clothed with the sun.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
He's looking right in his man. That woman is right in that man. You see? You understand? This chapter is Genesis 10. Yahweh causes his sleep to fall upon Adam. It's not good for man to be alone.
Right.
Isn't that right? You see, cause the big sleep. That's all gone. Now we got all that on the wall.
Right.
See? And he reached him aside. See? And he took that ring. See? And he also, took the wound. The man had both of them. In other words, he was male and female united into one body.
Right.
No, I don't agree with that. See? All right, now, we'll go back into the name. Okay, Yah is masculine, Red is feminine. Elohim is plural. See? You see? Say, fellow, we know what we're talking about every step of the way.
Right.
See? Cause that deep sleep to fall on that man. And took that. That woman, how ugly. Why, he's going to reach down and made a woman as well as he could a man. You see? But he don't do it that way.
Right.
Why? Because he's trying to manifest himself in the earth.
Right.
You see? So therefore, he's masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
You see? Take him as a man. And he's going to make him. You see? And then throw him off the guy.
Right.
And the woman right here.
Right.
Then he's going to cause the seed sleep to fall upon the man. And take the woman out. See? In this vision he's having it up on us in the spirit or in the heavenly realm.
Right.
And that is a wonderful thing. You see, a woman. You see, a woman. A woman. Clothed. Or the woman is clothed with the sun. That is to say she's in him.
Right.
Is that right? Now that's the sun. See? The woman clothed with the sun. See? Now you've got an F for in and you've got an F through in.
Right.
See? And then the moon is under her feet. And a pound of star about her head. Is that right?
Right.
Oh boy. That boy was looking in that, wasn't he? That boy sure was looking in. All right, you know.
And she's being with
the child. And she, now look. Now here's the man. He's present with the woman, and the woman is in the man, and she's present.
That's right. And the moon under her feet. The moon rules the night.
Right.
I've got something, folks.
Okay.
I've got something. I'm going to bring it out, too. Right. I want to do it the other night. But I'm going to take a shortcut tonight.
All right. See?
I want to
show you what's the matter. See why you can't learn nothing.
All right.
Real.
Prevailing invert.
You remember, Ishmael had 12 sons, too.
Right.
Just like, you understand, just like Jacob had 12 sons. See? And they were the Canaanites.
Yeah.
The Canaanites called them Jeshubites, Tishubites, and so on, Moabites, and so forth and so on. Is that right?
Right.
See? Now, they were in that land. They had never been out of it.
Mm-hmm.
See? They were born.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's part of where you're getting your squabble right now.
Right.
But you can't get settled over there in that land. But now, here's what I want to show you. When Joshua went in there, see, in the conquest of Palestine, the Canaanite, he goes out. See, those
Canaanites.
See? But it left 8 of the 12.
Right.
Left 8 of the 12 in there. He couldn't put them out. See? And they had an inheritance in that too.
Right.
See? Now if you went on back into heaven now and compare that with the Palestine, which is in the type.
Yeah.
You see? Right. In the type. And then it's 12 of them there. You see? And it's drawn out and left 8. You might have had to do it. Left 8 names in there.
Right.
You see? Then you look back on that Revelation.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You see? What are you just seeing?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Satan is cast out of heaven, and his tail through the third part of the stars of heaven. You see, 3 times 8 is almost 24.
That's right.
Okay. Did you get that one?
Yes.
Anybody didn't get it? That's a whole lot of names.
Right.
See? Now, those were satanic spirits that's cast out.
Right.
See? And this old dragon, you're going to read that old person now. You're going to find out who he is. I don't have to tell you about that ring.
And the dragon stood before the woman.
And the dragon stood before the woman.
Which was ready to be delivered.
Now, you ever think about marriage pregnancy and how, you understand, don't you? And how he'll try to destroy it?
Yes.
It's all time.
Right.
Because this ain't that time going on. See? All right, see?
Yeah, skip them on down. And there was a war in heaven.
And there was a war in heaven. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Now, there's a war in heaven. You see? Now, there's no way if you get way up in the sky, as you, that's, some of you got heaven way up in the sky. Of course, it ain't like that.
All right.
You see? Now, there's a war up there in heaven. Now, how are you going to get it fixed? See? To prevent a war down here on Earth.
Right.
See? All right. Read on.
Michael and his angels fought against
And the
dragon fought against his angels. And prevailed not.
And prevailed not.
Found anymore in heaven.
And neither was a place found anymore in heaven. Now, wait a minute. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses said, oh, yeah, the place got to go. It's taking run back and forth in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know, to run back and forth. Did you get that thing?
No, I
didn't play it
anymore.
You see? Them people selling books.
We're preaching the gospel.
All that reading. And the great dragon was cast out.
The great dragon was cast out.
That old serpent.
Wait a minute. Look up here. That old serpent. Now, look. Someone else laid him hold of the But somebody else. Read it.
Now the serpent.
I didn't say nothing to you. I didn't tell you where to read. Now, you see that now? Mm-hmm. See, these people in this earth are sharp.
Right. See?
Daddy, you hear me, baby?
No.
I said, Reed. You got right there. Look on, Reed.
Third chapter of Genesis.
Third chapter of Genesis.
Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Which Yahweh alone had made.
Yeah, which Yahweh alone. Now listen, let me plug this one in to this one over here. Now that old serpent, which was cast out of heaven, he was more subtle than any of the beasts or the natural ones on earth
that Yahweh had made.
Yeah. That kind of spirit.
Yeah.
Couldn't see him on the other thing.
Uh-huh.
See?
Right.
Now, he approached the woman. That's that in the Garden of Eden. Now you got what old serpent we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now John seen him.
Right.
Cast out.
Right.
But he seen him stand before the woman.
Right.
To devour her child as soon as it's born.
That's right.
To devour
her. Right.
And all you've got to have but that
left cheek all the way down.
That's right.
You see what I mean? All right. Now. What happened,
Rabbi? And he said unto the woman.
And he said unto the woman.
Hath Elohim said.
Hath Elohim said.
Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Now listen, he's asking that woman. He heard what Yahweh said to her.
Right.
He heard it. Now he's asking if that's what he said. All right, read.
And the woman said unto the serpent.
And the woman said unto the serpent.
We may eat of the fruit of the tree.
We may eat of the fruit of the tree.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Elohim hath said, ye shall not eat of it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Nay, see, lest ye die. You see? Now you mustn't eat of that tree in the midst of the garden, lest ye die. You see, the woman is telling him what, and he heard, he knows what Yahweh said. You see? Just like I tell you, any devil can come along and read this Bible.
Right.
Maybe beat you reading. You see? You see what I'm talking about? But that don't mean he knows anything about it either.
Right.
You see what I mean? But now Satan heard what you always said to him. That's all right. Read.
And the serpent said unto the woman.
And now this is what the serpent said unto the woman. She told him now. And now the serpent he said unto the woman.
No death will you die.
No. No death will you die, or you shall not die. Now, if he just called Yahweh a liar.
Right.
See? Now, Yahweh said, don't touch it. Don't eat it. Don't buy it. Don't touch it. Don't eat it. Lest you die. The devil said, you won't surely die. Right?
Right.
Is that what you said? All right, now I want you to get the 16th chapter of Matthew.
From that time forth.
From that time forth.
And Yahweh was to show unto his.
Now here he is with his disciples.
See?
Now he's got to fulfill all this back in the law and the prophets. Now you stay tempted now. See? Got to fulfill it. See? They called Adam. Did eat of the fruit of the tree. And he did die. Satan said, no death will you die. And look, I mean, he died instantaneously. He must have been hiring work about 930 years then. And he had some sons and daughters, too. You see? And then somebody runs and says, well, Cain get his wife.
I tell you.
It's ugly.
Right
now, from that time forward,
Read on.
Again, Yahshua, the show
of... Now, Yahshua, he's going to have to fulfill all this. Adam died, and you understand this and back then, and they sinned in the garden, and that, right?
Right?
Now, he's going to have to die to restore this and that.
Right.
So from that time forward, he began showing his disciples in order to fulfill this back there in the scriptures. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Make the devil out of the lie, see? Mm-hmm. Let's see. From that time forward, he began to show his disciples
how that he must go into Jerusalem.
And suffer many things.
And suffer
many things. And
scribes.
Of the scribes and the Pharisees.
Read on. And be raised again the third day.
And be raised again the third day.
Then Peter took him.
Now here you are. See this man whom you say that Christ didn't have no better sense to build his church on. That's what you say.
That's right.
Is that what the prophet told me? You see? So this man, Peter. Now it's right in the same, the 1618 too, is right where it is. See? Now, from that time forward, he's going to have to fulfill it. He began to show it to his disciples. That's what he was going to have to do. You understand?
Right.
And he took them and he began to tell them about how he must walk to Jerusalem and how he must suffer and die and so forth and so on. Right?
Right.
And then Pete said, read on.
Then Peter took him and began rebuking.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him.
Be it far.
Wait a minute. You still got the thing on the third chapter of Genesis? See? And Peter told him what?
Began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
This shall not be unto thee.
Mm-hmm. Read on,
Matthew. Then he turned and said unto
Peter. Then he turned and said unto Peter.
Yet
he
behind thee, Satan.
Uh-oh. See, that old devil was cast out of heaven, went on down through the Garden of Eden, you understand? Come on down through the dispensations and ages. The same now?
You got it?
Yes.
Yes.
And he saw the snap same work.
Work.
Put them together. Open.
And the serpent said unto the woman.
And the serpent said unto the woman.
No death will you die.
No death will you die.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke.
That's right.
This shall not be
unto thee.
You won't
die. See that?
Right.
Well, what do you think that was in Peter?
All right.
You all better make that now. You see what I'm talking about? Which means you ain't done no church on no flesh. Blood.
So you got something better than that. And this rock that he was talking about, heaven to it. The book said it wasn't, too.
Yes, sir. Say, that rock, 10th chapter, 1st Corinthians, that rock that followed him was the new father. That's right. And he said upon this rock. See, now you're trying to tell me that it's upon Peter or upon that rock. Same thing in John 2:19.
Mm-hmm.
He said, destroy this temple, and I'll build it again in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
They said, our fathers was 46 years in building this temple. Now, how are you going to rear it up again in 3 days? But John expounded or explained. He said, but this spake he of the temple of his body. See?
Right.
Now, he was talking about destroying this temple. They thought he was talking about that
hymn.
Says on this rock. It is that rock. You see? Y'all are talking not to eat. Not to touch. Is that what you read? I want to know if that's what you read.
Right.
You see? Now he fulfilled it. Now we want to go down into Colossians. Second chapter. Now, what's the same word back?
Okay.
The fuck. No, it's the same devil.
Okay.
Stand up there in the pulpit. Second chapter of Colossians. Let no man be God.
Let no man be God.
What are you reading?
2:18.
Now, I see, I want to know what you're reading.
Let no man be God.
Now, listen, William. Don't you let no man say God
of your reward.
Of your reward.
And a voluntary humility.
And a voluntary humility.
Yes.
Look, Paul. Blind to people's best.
Amen.
What do you say that for? You say? Bastard. Because Captain Hebrew said you what it is.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, if you can't be chastised, Yahweh chastens us every son whom he receives. But if you be without chastisement, then you're a bastard. Now, you can't take this.